Well, Water Use It Wisely and their pamphlet, Landscaping by the Numbers, is no surprise or nothing new to Rosie on the House listeners. But there is something new from AMWA, the people that put out that pamphlet originally and the creators of Water Use It Wisely. Joining us on air right now is Jennifer Davidson from the city of Scottsdale to talk about the new project. Jennifer, what can you tell us?
Well, it's a great new guide that is going to help you find and fix leaks inside and outside your home. It's an easy step-by-step guide, so anyone can pick it up and use it.
And locating leaks, is there any estimate on how much water is lost through leaking?
Well, according to the EPA, something around 10,000 gallons on average per household is lost each year through leaks. And so we designed the guide to help combat that.
That's a lot of water.
Too much to be wasted through leaks, especially when there are some quick and easy tips to help stop those.
What was your role in putting this project together?
I was one of the authors on the project, and I honestly didn't know too much about leaks when I embarked on the project. So my role really was to try to make it user-friendly, so someone, a novice like myself, would be able to take it out into my yard or into my home and solve some of these problems.
What was one of the most interesting things you learned putting this together?
For me, as a conservationist, the language isn't the same. So different titles for things. What is an irrigation controller versus what is a irrigation clock? And so people are talking different things, different languages. So when you talk to maybe an expert in the field, things might get a little mixed up. So I found that very interesting. So setting a glossary was one of our first steps to make sure that we were talking the same language.
Where is this book available? I know that when Landscaping by the Numbers came out, internet was, you know, it was available online, but they were putting it in every single nursery around the state.
You will see the guide at different places throughout the valley, but you can also find it through your water provider. You can contact your local water provider and ask for a hard copy, or you can visit wateruseitwisely.com. Just search for leak guide and click on the link that will take you to an electronic flip book. So you can have a digital copy of it, and then there's an option to print it all out if you'd like to do that as well.
Y'all have become very creative in how you've promoted water savings. Last year, y'all did a photo contest that the winner was awarded a $500 gift card to a local nursery. And there's, I understand, another photo contest.
Yes, we do have another photo contest. This time, the prize is a houseboat vacation on Lake Powell. Just snap a photo of Arizona's natural water and enter to win at wateruseitwisely.com/celebrateAZwater.
And have you ever been on a houseboat on Lake Powell?
I have not, but I've been to Lake Powell, and I've toured the dam, but I've never been on a houseboat.
For anyone that's listening to this broadcast that hasn't, you don't know what you're missing. That's an incredible opportunity. Hey, you got your summer vacation planned right there if you can win. What would be a good spot to go take pictures of water? Can you give some examples of entries that were entered in the last contest?
Sure. We had some from Havasu Falls. We had some from children playing in water in Camp Verde. There was also some Oak Creek submissions, Grand Canyon submissions, and some submissions even from the canals around the valley.
Water enough to use, not enough to waste. You can get the find and fix leaks that are draining your budget guide at wateruseitwisely.com.
There you go. We're not wanting to waste any water, but what do we do with the things we want to throw away? We're covering both ends of the deal. We've got Felipe Marino, Deputy Public Works Director for City of Phoenix, talking trash. Let's talk about the trail of trash.
Okay.
It goes from my countertop to the waste paper basket, the trash basket in my kitchen cabinet. Once a day, once every other day and a half, I tie that little kitchen bag up, bring it out to my black container, put it out beside my house. Now, I will confess, I have seen joggers running past my house fall down and faint when they pass my trash. We eat a lot of wild game, so there are all kind of parts. And when you mix, like, some duck parts with some peeled shrimp and maybe a grandchild's diaper or two,
And some okra for that gumbo that you had as well.
Well, I hope you're bagging and tying your garbage.
We are. But that's all the kind of stuff that we're asking you to take away from our curb. Right. And where does it go from there?
Okay, so our collection trucks will come pick that up.
Thank goodness.
And, take that away. They'll, you know, on their route, they'll pick up their households. They'll take it to one of two transfer stations. So a lot of people think, you know, our transfer stations are the dump or is the dump, but they're really transfer stations, meaning we go drop that material on a tipping floor, actually on a big floor in the facility. From there, we have front-end loaders that push that garbage, that big mound of garbage, right into a big hole. Underneath that hole is a tunnel where there's semi-trucks, long-haul trucks, they call them. And so we push it into those trucks. They tarp it, cover it up, and then they long haul or drive it all the way out to SR-85 in the town of Buckeye to that landfill, and then they bury it.
Gets buried there, and it's all buried in a engineered, designed receiver called a cell.
Absolutely. We have cells, and every day we cover that cell with dirt so it doesn't smell and it doesn't vector control, you know, flies, things like that. We have to do it sanitarily, but you know, we're very meticulous in how we dig those cells, how we compact the material. It really is a science out there at the landfill to manage our waste stream.
All right, we're going to take a break here at Rosie on Ask Talking Trash, and how do we handle the mountains and mountains of rubbish? It only gets more interesting from here. It gets innovative, and you'll be excited to learn. Give us a ring if you've got a call about any home improvement project you want to tackle. We'll take those calls as well.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Reduce, reuse.